Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
DeAndre Hopkins met with the media during mandatory minicamp in Owings Mills.
Mm-hmm. How do you, because you've been with several quarterbacks, what do you think is the key to developing that rapport with the quarterback?
Practice, coming out here, working together, communicating. Even if we complete something, still just asking him what he likes. Communication is key. I play with probably, more quarterbacks than any receiver. So, I've learned communication and not just on the field but off the field as well.
Is there anything that surprised you about getting to know him on the field and off the field? Do you have an expectation what a guy's like from afar and then you get together and what have you learned?
He's a competitor at everything. I saw him in there, shooting hoops on the basketball goal, and, he didn't want to lose. So, that says a lot about him and who he is. Just little things like that. And, obviously on the football field, if he makes a mistake or doesn't complete a ball that he wants to, he's hard on himself. And no one has to say anything to him. But, that's why he is who he is.
DeAndre, with all the quarterbacks you said you've worked with, how long do you feel it takes to get – get the chemistry down with these guys?
I don't think it's like a time frame. I think it differs. A guy like Lamar, who's a veteran quarterback, he's played a lot of football. Myself, I play a lot of football. So, we see things different. But I've had rookie quarterbacks that took longer. So it differs.
With this receiving goal with you and Zay and Peyton, what are your impressions of you guys being able to get out there on the field together?
Feels good, playing with two good receivers. Those guys, they want to be great, and they're going to be great. They definitely have a high ceiling. I'm here to help, however I can. Going out, just showing those guys certain things and just communicating with them, things. We're all three different receivers, which is unique and cool.
As you've gotten established here in Baltimore, what has stood out to you as you've gotten used to your new team?
About
being a Raven.
The camaraderie, how close guys are. I think that's what makes a great football team. They do things not just on the field but off the field together. I've always been a big fan of that. You have to build a bond not just on the field but off the field.
I know early on in OTAs you posted a picture of the speed of a lot of the guys out there. Have you felt just as fast as those speeds looked like?
Yeah, man, I have. Hopefully I can, continue to keep that up, just with my diet and training. But, yeah, for sure.
How much have you thought about the Super Bowl loss last year and really what it takes to get back and getting back?
Yeah, I really don't think about what happened yesterday. I've always been raised to put one foot forward, someone like myself who's, had a lot of, things happen in my life, you don't look back in the past, you got to move forward. So every mistake that's happened for a reason. Everything that, is not considered, great happens for a reason, and it's only going to make you stronger. So I don't really I don't really think about what happened yesterday, really, unless it's, my children calling me about something.
Well, you mentioned, learning what Lamar likes, looking like that sort of thing. What did you learn about what he likes and what's maybe stood out to you in the few times you've worked
together? I would say what stands out about him is, it's really hard to pinpoint. I can't give a PSA about Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson's a great quarterback all around, so I'm not going to come up here and, try to PSA and say what's great about Lamar Jackson. I think he puts that on display every day, every Sunday.
Lamar's so good at extending plays. I know you played with Pat last year, and he's really good at the tank skill set. Mm-hmm. But is there something with Lamar that stands out as maybe a different sort of habit that you have to start?
Yeah, like I just said, I'm not going to compare, Patrick Mahomes, any quarterback, to Lamar. Lamar is a unique quarterback. He's a great quarterback, and so is every other quarterback I play with in the NFL, or they wouldn't be in the NFL. So I'm just excited to go out the first game against the Bills and, put some on tape with them.
DeAndre, you've been a part of some really good teams, obviously, last year as well. I mean, this offense has a lot of talent around it. Do you recall being on an offense that has this many weapons?
It's It's been a while. You know, definitely Kansas City Chiefs. We had a lot of weapons. We made it to the Super Bowl. I can't dismiss that. But, you know, this is definitely a talented team and a wide receiver group for sure.
You talked about you might have played with more quarterbacks than any other receiver. That also means you've probably been to as many mini camps and whatnot as any wide receiver. What do you get out of this? Like, how do you figure out how to make it productive for you after all these years?
Oh, man, I love waking up and practicing. I love the little things. I love studying late nights, you know, just going over things with my girlfriend, having her help me study plays, or, you know, whoever's at my house, you know, little things like that. Just it excites me, and competing. I'm a competitor, so, you know, I just started playing chess, and, you know, I'm not the best, but I think I'm a champion. So just competing, man. I love competing.
Have you got anyone else on the Ravens
play chess? I haven't. Chess.com, though, you know,
Carson.
Definitely. Who? Pardon me?
Carson.
Okay. All right. Oh, yeah. I would say all the cornerbacks that we have that I went up against, those guys are talented, and that's the reason that we drafted them.
Hey, DeAndre, talk about the wide receivers, but you also have two tight ends.
Mm-hmm.
How much they impress you, the explosiveness of Isaiah Likely and Mark Andrews?
You know, Likely is going to be a great tight end in this league for a while, and Andrews obviously is a great tight end, you know, so – It's fun just going out there, you know, with those two guys and seeing how they work and seeing how they grind, especially, you know, in OTAs. I was surprised that both of those guys are out there just about every day working. And, you know, that's what impressed me the most. You know, those guys, they want to be out there and they want to be the guy to get the ball.
Two more?